Kia ora, tēnā koto katoa. Welcome to Emerence Podcast, episode 420. Today is Tuesday, September 30th, 2025. I think I should change the name of this podcast to The Alleged Podcast because it seems I allegedly do it. But be that as it may. Now, I don't actually have good reasons or excuses or what have you for why I haven't recorded anything in these many weeks. However, I have been very busy. I've been busy with a lot of family stuff, and I've also been busy with some other things, including things I talked about last time. Now, last time, one of the things I talked about was my what I called my residential crisis. And when I talked about that, I actually made a prophecy. I didn't realize that at the time, of course, but it was a prophecy nevertheless. Here's what I said. There will come a point when I'll know exactly what it is I want to do. And that's pretty much exactly what happened. In early August, I think it was, I decided that I was going to stay in this house for 5 years. I was going to commit to staying here. Now, it could be longer than that. It could be to the end of my days, or it could be shorter, but it's most likely to be that 5 years. And the reason I decided that was because, first of all, there's no place that I preferred to live, no part of Hamilton or even anywhere else in New Zealand that I wanted to move to. So why go through all that? And also, it's not that this house is bad. There's just some changes I need to make to it, is what I'm reasoning through. And also, this area is fine. It's close to everything I want to get to. And it's actually much better now because of that road that connects me with the rest of Hamilton. So the supermarkets, the base, the shopping center there in the mall tower, my doctor, dentist, all that is only a few minutes away. And now. So that road changed a lot and made this place much more appealing to me. However, it's not quite what I want. And I haven't done much of anything to it over the past 2 or 3 years, partly because I wasn't sure what I wanted to do, what I wanted for it or for myself. And so I just sort of stopped. Now that I have decided that I am going to stay here, the next thing was that I'm going to make it what I want it to be. And as it happens, I'm not talking about major revisions or whatever, just adding some things that I think should be here or should have been here, and that will make the house more marketable when that time comes. But in the meantime, it'll make it what I want and make it comfortable for me and what I want to have in a house or property or whatever. So among the things I'm going to do is I want to replace the two heat pumps I've got and put in a whole house air conditioning system. We call it air conditioning, but it's heat and cool. It's usually a heat pump system that's run up to they call it a plenum, usually up in the loft space, attic space, and it has ducts that go to the various rooms. And the reason for that is because the only rooms that are heated and cooled, so-called, and I'll come to that, are the living area, which is the lounge, kitchen, diner, and my bedroom. The other two bedrooms have nothing. And so in the summertime, they're way hot because they're on the west side of the house. They get full afternoon sun. And in the wintertime, they're cold and they're very unpleasant during those times. There's only a few months of the year when they're fine. So I want to make a change. And the reason for that is to make the house more comfortable for me so that I can use all the rooms I've got and don't avoid my office. Well, I basically have no reason to go into the guest room, but still the point is the same, that I want to feel comfortable throughout the house. So that's what that's about. And it's something I wanted to do early on, but I just didn't have the wherewithal at the time. And I had the two heat pumps, and I thought, well, that's enough for now. But then after living in the house and discovering the hot and cold zones, I realized that I needed a better solution. The other big change I'm going to make is I'm going to have the patio covered. I want a permanent structure, well, permanent so-called, because, I mean, obviously all of those things can be removed. But the point is I want a roof over the patio so that I can use it in the summer when it's hot and in the winter or the in-between seasons when it rains a lot, but it's not otherwise unpleasant outside. Like right now, for instance, the temperatures are in the high teens Celsius. I can't remember what that is in Fahrenheit, but it's raining a lot. Now, if I had a roof over it, I could still sit out there if I wanted to, but I can't do that now because there's no cover over the patio. And in, as I say, in the summertime, the sun is just way too intense. So what I'm thinking I want, and I'm not sure, but I'm thinking I probably want a rigid louvered system, ideally metal, so that it can withstand hailstorms, because climate change is making the storms more severe and more frequent, and I want the whatever roof I put in to be able to withstand that. Having said that, a lot of the plastic ones are really quite resilient, and so I'm not wedded to that idea completely. The things that are the most popular in New Zealand are probably louvered systems like that, or they are systems that use a plastic over some sort of metal frame or sometimes wooden frame. We had one in two houses ago that was we call it perspex, which is, in this case, it was corrugated plastic roofing that was on top of wooden rafters or trusses or whatever you call those things. And it worked really well. And it was never damaged by hail, to be fair. So that's a kind of materials that are quite popular in New Zealand. Now, as it happens, this coming week, in the first weekend in October, is the Waikato Home and Garden Show. And a lot of the companies that do that sort of thing will be there with booths and stuff like that. And actually air conditioning, too, for that matter. And I can then schedule times for people to come around and give me quotes, get more information about what it is they do and what they think is likely or whatever. Basically gather information. And yeah, so it's a good time to talk to a lot of different potential suppliers all at once. And I always enjoy it anyway, even if I'm just wandering around looking at stuff. But it's a good opportunity to do that when there's a lot of people there to get those sort of quotes from. And those are the two biggest and most expensive things I plan on doing to the house. They're both quite expensive, but I think that they're worth it because the air conditioning is kind of marginal whether I would ever get the money back for doing it. But the people who want it really like it. The house that Nigel and I had on Auckland's North Shore had a ducted air conditioning system, and it was the first one I'd ever seen in New Zealand at that point. They're more common now, although they're still not common. What's most common is probably what I've got, which is individual heat pumps. And so I'm familiar with it, and I know it'll make me comfortable. I'm willing to take the risk that it doesn't help the house sell or it doesn't add any value. Covering the patio, however, is a whole nother story. And that is something that most people want in a house. They want a covered patio so that they can, they're not so weather dependent if they're having family or friends around, that sort of stuff, or even just to sit outside, have a cup of coffee in the morning or whatever it is, and, or tea. And so that will add value to the property. Not that that's my main thing. My main thing is to get the house the way I want it to be. And so it makes it comfortable for me to live here for however long I do. That's all I care about, but I do think it will add value. Now, inside the house, I'm going to make some sort of decorating changes. Several months ago, it might have been like February of this year, maybe even last year, but I think it was early this year, I decided I was going to rearrange the living space. And I did nothing about it for two reasons. The first is I realized that there are some heavy things that I've never moved since I shifted into this house back in January of 2020. And that meant that I would have to empty them because they're heavy. And also I would have to clean around them, underneath them and around them and so on. And I further realized that what this actually will entail was like the biggest possible deep cleaning or spring cleaning, if you will, because everything that was moving around would have to be cleaned around and under it and all that sort of stuff. And so I just didn't get to it because it just seemed too hard at that particular time. Since then, however, and after I decided for sure that I'm going to stay here, I started thinking about things I could do to refresh the decor, not necessarily furniture, although I may do some of that too, but even the way the living space is arranged, and also even possibly making decorating changes. And I'm not talking in any great detail yet because I haven't decided anything completely. I do plan on on talking about, certainly on my blog, and probably doing videos about it or so on. Whatever that ends up turning into, I'll certainly, of course, let you know. But the gist of it is that I decided that this is the place I want to be for roughly the next 5 years. And in order to make it what I want, I need to make a few changes to it, and then I'll be happy with the house as it is. Now, it's far from perfect. My office is a storeroom, essentially. I don't use it. I actually use my MacBook on the dining table instead of coming to my office, partly because it's winter and it's cold, to be fair. But it's also overflowing with stuff from other rooms and so on. The guest room is also overflowing with stuff because I'm using that as a staging place to get all the stuff I'm going to take to op shops, thrift stores. And I needed somewhere to put it. And since I don't have guests using the guest room, I figured I might as well just store stuff in there for now. So there's that. And my bedroom is almost finished, but not quite. So there's a lot of stuff inside. And then, of course, there's the garage of no return. But I'm trying to avoid thinking about this as one massive project. Rather, I'm trying to break it up into smaller projects that are more manageable. If I said I'm going to redo the entire inside of the house, I probably would never get to it because I would be so intimidated and so lost, like, where do I start, kind of thing. So I figure if I just pick not even just the living space, but right, I'm going to take care of the entryway first or whatever. But the idea is basically the whole house from front to back is going to be refreshed in some way or other. So that's the conclusion of that story. Now, I'm sure at this point you're thinking to yourselves, well, that's all well and good. We're glad to hear how that story's turned out. But what we really want to know is what's going on with your lawn mowing? I'm joking about that because I did mow the lawns today, actually. There was a rare sunny break in this spring weather, and I decided I wanted to get them all done. But that meant I didn't get much of anything else done during the daytime. And plus, the clocks just changed this past week, and they sprang ahead. And so I'm still quite tired from that. I don't adjust well to these time changes anymore. And I am quite tired. And it also is nighttime as I'm recording this. So if my voice sounds unusually tired or what have you, that's why. I'm exhausted. But that's it for today. That's it for September. I'll talk to you at some point. Kaketeno. Bye. You can comment on this or any episode of the Aaron's Podcast at aaronspodcast.com, where you can also leave a voice message. You can visit and comment on the Aaron's Facebook page, or you can email me, with or without a voice message, at aaron's@gmail.com. This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Network and is produced and distributed under Creative Commons license. Complete details at the website,